Yes, the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Thursday, November 14th goes to an actor by the name of Lakeith Stanfield. You know Lakeith Stanfield, right? He plays Darius on the TV show Atlanta. You may know him as Andre from Get Out. Remember, he was the black man who went missing. And then when Chris hit him with the flash at the brunch auction Klan rally, he flipped out. Yeah, that brother. Well, yesterday he posted this on Instagram. He posted The Shade Room, Lipstick Alley, Breakfast Club, World Star, and many others are or anti-black. That's how he typed it. He said, and many other are, A-R-E, then typed or, anti-black. I guess he didn't know which word to use or how to use it, so he decided to do both. To be safe. I get it. Now, I had a great session with my spiritual counselor, Yachty, last night. Dropping the clues bomb for Yachty. I also have therapy Friday at 3. One thing that my therapist and spiritual counselor allowed me to see is the God in everything. Everything is God. So even though this statement pissed me off for a second yesterday, it did. And I'll tell you why. I'm still going to see the good of God in this statement and use it as an opportunity to teach Lakeith. Because, Lakeith, you have to practice what you tweet, or in this case, post on the gram. Now, first of all, I breathed all of this out last night during my spiritual counseling session. I grounded myself, brought myself back to center, and released the anger. Because I know Envy was trying to rile me up when he sent this to me yesterday. Okay? I released all this anger last night I had for this statement. Because, you know, you can say any and everything about me. I've damn near heard it all about myself online. But what you won't do is ever fix your lips to call one of my platforms, especially The Breakfast Club, anti-black. All right? Let me read the caption Lakeith Stanfield put with this meme. He said, it's a fact that a lot of these platforms tend to be feeding grounds for negative reinforcement toward black nonconformists. They bolster faux vanity and hold a white supremacist scope over black men and women, often highlighting negative attributes and downplaying mind-expanding ones. They serve as bottomless, coward consumption pits and digital audio or otherwise slave mentality museums at all you want. End quote. I don't know what the hell Lakeith Stanfield is talking about, but I do know myself, Charlamagne Tha God, in the 9 years I've been on this Breakfast Club, I strive every day to be the perfect balance of ratchetness and righteousness. All right. There's not another show out there that goes from Byron Allen to Black Youngster like it's nothing. All right. You tell me a show where the guest list goes from the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan to 21 Savage. This show has gone from me talking about sucking farts out of women's asses to me encouraging brothers and sisters to go to therapy and invest in their mental wealth. You know why, Lakeith? Because that's life. And that's the way life works. Okay, I'm not going to sit here and act like we've gotten it right all the time, because we haven't. We've made plenty of mistakes on this radio. Plenty of things I've looked back on and said, yeah, we should have played that a certain way. And all that critique is fine. But Lakeith Stanfield, don't you ever fix your raggedy ass mouth to call the author of Black Privilege, because I truly believe it is a privilege to be black, anti-black. Okay? Ask all those white people who call up here every day complaining about me saying cracker ass cracker or mayonnaise, or asking me why everything gotta be black and white. Alright? Ask them, okay, if I'm anti-black. Don't ever fix your mouth to call a brother like me anti-black, because Young King, I know for a fact you don't take the chances that I do every day in the name of blackness, all right? That's exactly why you didn't call out any white media outlets, because your publicist, your agent, and those Hollywood executives you work for would have had a fit. You would never take that chance. See, as a black person, it's safe to go at black outlets like Shade Room, World Star, Lipstick Alley, Breakfast Club, and many others, as you said, but you would never fix your mouth to say that about any of the white outlets that do the same damn thing, because you know that would affect you in Hollywood. So who's the real coward? Okay, who's really got the slave mentality? If it's easier to call out your own black people than it is to go at the others, white folk. Lakeith is one of these folks who be on red carpets and they don't even speak to black outlets, okay? Walk right past Baller Alert or Bossip or Jasmine Brand and go talk to E or people, as if those outlets don't report so-called negative stories, as if those outlets are any less messy, okay? Lakeith, I think it's hard to get the character Andre out of your spirit, because it sounds like you may still be in the sunken place, but I'm not about to go back and forth with you about this. I'm going to simply say, when you are on any of these platforms, or even when you are on your own platforms like social media, how about be the change you want to see in the world? Don't give these platforms negativity to reinforce, because all we can do is provide the platform. The artists provide the content. It's been plenty of people who have sat in this room and elevated the conversation in this room, elevated the vibration in this room. You said that these platforms highlight negative attributes and downplay mind-expanding ones, but when you get the opportunity to speak, do you do that, King? I remember when you came on the Breakfast Club and I asked you about the name of your group, the Moors. That was an opportunity for you to teach, to tell us about the African conquerors of Spain, all right? To possibly tell us about Moorish civilization. But do you remember your answer?
Now, the name of your group is the Moors. Is that the original Moors, black Africans, they threw the world?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What made you want to name the group that?
Like a lot of things in my life, it was brought forth by manifestation of the universal, comprised of the fabric of the universe.
He was high.
I was high.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Where was the mind expansion in that? Where was the mind expansion when you was on IG rapping lyrics with gay slurs? You remember that? Remember when he was letting the F word fly? Play that.
Boy, you're dressed like trash. You were 8'6". Take that choke chain back. That's some gay shit. Only black rags in my cab like I'm racist. Bag, I don't really like to brag, but I'm straight rich. Fucking bitches out the ass and I'm famous. And all these gay niggas mad because they hate this. Coming through swerving on a nigga like I am.
Now look, you know, I've said things that I regret and used language I regret, so I would never be that kind of hypocrite. But I'm just playing that to remind you that you haven't always been this woke warrior you claim to be, okay? In fact, you apologize for that freestyle. You know why? Because you know Hollywood don't play that. They will blackball your black ass in a minute. They will cancel you so quick that the only outlets who would accept you and still embrace you is, the black ones. Us, okay? It's just so crazy to me. You talk crazy about black outlets, but when you come on the black outlets, it's not like you being this intellectual beacon of light, okay? He was on Breakfast Club talking about being sexually attracted to dogs. Remember that?
I mean, you from Cali, ain't you?
Yeah.
You not a Snoop fan?
Nah, I remember like looking at the Doggy Style album and being young and confused. And not knowing whether I was sexually attracted to the dog or like what I should.
The dog had a fat ass.
Yeah, I remember real fat. I was like, yo, I'm starting to look at dogs weirdly now.
Yeah.
Okay, it happens. But you go on Jimmy Kimmel and you're respectful. And you bring the white man flowers. Remember that?
That's a good jacket. It really is.
Thank you very much. It's a magic jacket. Actually.
It's a Magic Johnson jacket, or it actually has magic powers?
It brings things into third dimensional space that weren't there before.
It does.
Yes, like flowers, for instance.
Are you going to do a magic trick? Wow. Thank you.
Aw. Took the flower off your jacket and just gave it to the white man. Lakeith, you was getting interviewed for that Netflix project Death Note, and you was on there barefoot while the white man was interviewing you, and you were sniffing your feet. And licking your toes. This is a literal video. What? He was sniffing his feet and licking his toes. Let me hear
it. I did not see that. Yes. That's disgusting.
You choose a lot of seemingly political roles that have, like, you know, look at society in different ways. Selma, Atlanta, Get Out. Do you pick scripts that way?
I attempt to be a part of stories that speak to my five senses. Mm-hmm. Sight, hearing, touch, mm-hmm. and taste.
Taste. So you're not going to taste it. Should we do that?
He's talking about the social implications of the roles that he plays in movies like Selma, Get Out, in Atlanta, and he's on there sniffing his feet and licking his feet in front of the white man. But it's the black platforms that are the feeding grounds of negative reinforcement, okay? Is sniffing your feet and licking your toes what you call non-conforming? I don't know what got into you yesterday, King, but watch your mouth when it comes to calling a black man like me anti-black. And always remember, when you point a finger at someone else, point three back at yourself, because based on your logic and the things you put out there, you are just as much a problem as you claim us black media outlets are. But Lakeith, I wish you the best. This came from a place of love. And two takeaways I want to leave you with is, one, be the change you want to see in media and stop acting like a damn buffoon in all your interviews. And two, don't burn those black bridges just because white folks in Hollywood sent you a boat. Because history shows us what happens when white folks put black folks on a boat. Right? Please let Remy Ma give Lakeith Stanfield the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw, you stupid motherfucker, are you? Dumb.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey of the day.
You right. You did that on purpose yesterday, but whatever.
What? No, what?
Okay.
No, I just seen something bother me, and I wanted to see if it bothered you guys as well, so I just shared it. That's all I did.
I didn't reply.
Nobody replied.
I didn't reply.
I knew what it was. I knew what I was doing. I said, because this bothered me, and I figured, I said, you know, if it bothered me, I know it's going to bother Charlamagne. So I said, let me send this to Charlamagne right fast.
Mm-hmm.
I sent it to Charlamagne, and then... Hey.
I had me woo-saw and all last night.
I figured somebody was going to talk through you this morning during Donkey today.
That's all. I just let God talk through you.
That's all it was.
Mm-hmm.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the law office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull. Today is brought to you by the law office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.